Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Timberwolves idle today. They came out of the break in Houston, got beat by the Rockets 121-115. It was a late start last night. Not a problem on a Friday night, but on a Sunday night, they have another late start against an outstanding Oklahoma City team at Target Center. I'm just not a fan of the late starts on a school night. Sorry about that. By the way, he covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. His name is Chris Hine. And, Chris, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
And how you doing, Steve? Good to be with you. And the beat writers don't like the late starts either. We don't want to be there till 12:30, 1 a.m. working on our stuff. So, you know, we don't like them either.
Yeah, it's one thing, you know, if you're on the West Coast and it's L.A. time and people stay up late here in Minnesota, but you have a central time, and by the time they get going, it is about 8:45. I was on for Henry last night, and I kind of forgot, yeah, they're in Houston. And then Jonathan Lowe said, oh, yeah, it's a late tip. And it kind of worked out because I got done with the show and then was able to watch Timberwolves. It didn't particularly pan out. Timberwolves couldn't find a way to get it done.
Yeah, they allowed 48 points in the first quarter. It seemed like they, you know, coming off the All-Star break, their defense needed a little extra time to get in gear. And they played better defense the other three quarters, but, you know, they were digging themselves out of that hole the entire night. I don't think they ever led by more than 2 or 3 points after that. And, Rudy Gobert wasn't there, so that affects the defense as well on the whole. So, you know, just a weird night where Houston had that fast start and kind of was able to keep the Wolves at bay most of the night. Anthony Edwards struggles down the stretch. The late game offense goes stagnant, which, you know, we've seen a lot this year. They're now 15-20, I believe, in clutch games that end up in clutch situations. Which, man, if you even just turn that around to 20-15, their season looks a lot different than it does right now. So this is a big focus for them down the stretch. As Chris Finch said before the break, this is go time for them right now. And, you know, a little reminder of some of the things that they need to keep in mind as they enter this stretch here.
Job one, get into the playoffs, and then job two, beyond that, avoid the play-in tournament if at all possible. So the Wolves definitely have work to do. The quote you put in your story following the game from Chris Finch really summed it up, and he seems frustrated. Our issue is we got to win close games. I don't know who we are in clutch games. That better get figured out.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's you know, last night it seemed like Anthony Edwards was trying to play a hero ball a lot. He said he was a little tired down the stretch, and maybe that was affecting some of his shots. But, you know, I think he was 1-for-6 in the fourth quarter last night. I thought there were some moments he didn't make the right play when he was getting double teamed, but, you know, a couple possessions ended up with Jaden McDaniels missing a three. He was 0-for-3 from three-point range in the fourth quarter last night. You know, just, you know, all around, just not a great night in that fourth quarter down the stretch. Naz Reid was battling foul trouble. You know, you maybe you think you want to find a way to get him more involved in the late-game offense if he's on the floor. Because he is such a weapon, and outside of Ant, I would say, you know, that at that moment with Julius Randle hurt, you know, their second best offensive player right now. So, you know, I think, you know, trying to find a little more involvement for Naz in those situations, and, you know, just Ant, when he does make the right play, the Wolves have to help him out by hitting those shots.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. They get back at it against Oklahoma City on Sunday night at Target Center, an outstanding team. And right now, the odds-on favorite to be the number one seed in the Western Conference. Chris, on the injury front, you talked about Rudy Gobert. Mike Conley was nursing a finger issue. He did indeed play last night. And then Anthony Edwards in the hip. Do you think that was all a factor in the game last night, that Ant is maybe still dealing with the lingering effects of the hip problem?
You know, I didn't ask him that last night. It didn't seem to be to me. All right. He was still driving to the rim with his usual, I think, volume. So I didn't get the sense that the hip was limiting or affecting him in any way. You know, I think with Mike Conley, I think you could see he's trying to play around this injury right now. So that might take a little feeling out for him as he figures out, you know, kind of how to play in and around this finger dislocation that he had. As for Rudy, I tweeted this last night. I saw him in the locker room before the game, and he was just kind of sitting there, and he looked about as comfortable sitting there as I did one summer when I pulled my back working a construction job. Oh. And I remember how painful that was, and that was the vibe I got from just kind of watching, kind of seeing him sitting there in the locker room. So I don't know when he might be back. Anybody who's had back spasms knows that they can be very, very tricky to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So we'll see about when he's back.
Well, the old saying, there's no trouble like back trouble. That is miserable. Just trying to get any sleep, let alone any relief, it can certainly be miserable. Now, the Timberwolves during the break, I saw a note on this. Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle are on the comeback trail. Who knows when they'll be back, but they're headed in the right direction.
They are. Julius Randle has been cleared for full contact basketball activities. Dante DiVincenzo still not cleared for contact, but is able to do some stuff. So Randle, you know, based on that update, Randle is closer than Dante right now to a return. We'll see kind of maybe next week what it looks like for Randle as he comes back and starts ramping up his activity. Kristen, you know, when I asked him about it the other day, said it wasn't quite a day-to-day thing with Randle, that it was still going to take a little bit of time for him to get back. So, you know, I would expect at least maybe a couple more games here that Randle's out. But, you know, I think he's getting pretty close to a return in the immediate future here.
All right, Timberwolves Thunder tomorrow night, Target Center, a late start. I wanted to get your thoughts on something that startled everyone who follows the NBA, and that is the news on Victor Wembanyama, the great young star for the San Antonio Spurs. That's terrible news, and we certainly wish him well on that diagnosis and him getting back hopefully next season for the Spurs.
Yeah, that's super concerning. You know, anytime you hear blood clots or anything like that, you always just fear the worst, and you hope that that's just an isolated incident, not something that's potentially going to bother him the rest of his career. But, you know, hopefully you know, the at least for this year, the Spurs weren't really in contention. You know, it feels a little bad because I think he fell just short of the 65-game threshold that you need to get all these, you know, All-NBA Defensive Player of the Year accolades. So he's not going to make that this season. But yeah, just, you know, the more immediate and pressing concern is just you hope that this is just an isolated incident, it gets treated quickly and effectively, and it doesn't become a lingering issue because, you know, he is one of the future stars of the league and a once in a generation potentially kind of player. If he keeps developing at the rate he's developing, and you know, you would just absolutely hate to see a career get derailed by something like this.
Well, Ann's put in that category, and I think he was asked about it, and he gave some sort of quote along the lines, well, that's why they got Wemby. You know, I don't have to be the main man. It can be him. And I thought that was kind of a funny response by Ann.
Yeah, it was, you know, in these interviews, you never know with Ant what he's going to say. You know, you never know. Is he tired that day? Is he just saying stuff to say stuff? Is it the 100th question he's been asked of the day? And then everybody wants to read into it. Sometimes I think it's just Ant being Ant. Some of these answers that haven't covered him for 5 years in the league. You know, but listen, I think ultimately when it comes to the face of the league, I think a lot of that stuff gets determined on the court. You know, the players who end up winning the titles, who make the deep playoff runs, you know, they become the faces of the league. You know, I think a lot of that stuff really tends to sort itself out on the court as opposed to off the court when it comes to person. You know, listen, having a personality, a marketable personality like Anthony Edwards has, it's never, it doesn't hurt, right? But I think ultimately this stuff gets decided on the court. Like, does Stephen Curry become one of the faces of the NBA if the Warriors were just first round or second round and out every year? No.
No.
You know, he becomes one of the faces of the league because they win championships. So that to me is where that gets decided.
And by the way, speaking of Ant, you put a lot of work into a book about Ant available for pre-order right now?
That's right. It's up for pre-order, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere that you can buy books, pretty much independent retailers, through my publisher, HarperCollins. You know, Google the book Ant, and my name, Chris Klein, and it should pop up. And yeah, we're gearing up for a June release date on that, and still going through the final finishing touches of it, and we're super excited to get that out there. Absolutely.
Yeah, look forward to seeing it, Chris. Always good to visit with you. Take care.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Chris Hine, Timberwolves beat writer for the Star Tribune. His work online at startribune.com. Once again, they get beat by the Rockets. Crunch time problems again. They get the Thunder. Very good team, but it's late on a Sunday night. I don't know. It's going to have to be really good early to keep me up. 4:32. What's the weather in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
There are a lot of great times of year in sports. There's fall when the NBA and the NHL are going, and there's football, college football, high school football, etc. Right now, you've got hoops, men's and women's hoops, high school, collegiate level. WNBA hasn't started. NBA's in their stretch drive. The NHL in their playoff push. You've got winter state tournaments at the high school level. Spring training's getting started. This is a pretty good time of year in sports, for sure. And girls hockey comes to a close today in St. Paul at the X. 1-8 title game underway. Late first period. Warroad and Dodge County tied 1-1. Warroad, three-time defending champ, trying for the, is this even a word, for Pete Lindsay today at the X. And you got Southern Minnesota, Northern Minnesota. Cool showdown. Warroad got the opening goal. They were buzzing. Dodge County answered. And they took a long look at that replay. And I thought they were going to wave it off because there was someone from Dodge County laying on the Warroad goaltender, but they still allowed the goal.
I mean, what else is new, Steve? What else is new? There is something my coach in college, Coach Matthews, would always say before certain drills, certain games where there wasn't a lot of defensive help. Goalies have no friends. Goalies have no friends, whether they're wearing your jersey, a striped jersey, hell, even your parents, they're a little bit disappointed in you. There are no friends, and there's nowhere to hide. Oh, what a save right there, though.
You know, I always, you know, my oldest daughter played hockey through high school, and I always felt when she got started, just as a little girl playing hockey, always felt bad for the goalies and the goalie parents. That's a tough job.
Steve,
that is a tough job.
Steve, as the we have the girls' high school tournament going on, but there's also districts and playoffs going through the youth ranks. And I was watching my cousin earlier this week. It's like his first of three or four games this week to determine, you know, who moves on to that next tournament. And he has also chosen to succumb to the sickness that is the goaltending position. And I was sitting up there. And when I watch hockey, I cheer for all goalies. It doesn't matter if they're on the opposite team, if they're on my family, like whoever. I'm just happy. And the other guy was getting lit up a ton. And I felt so bad. And I was just kind of, for the first time, going through this experience of watching somebody that I love or just watching people get lit up and how bad that feels. How bad that feels. And what that must feel like as a parent, because I don't even know if I could let my kids play hockey. It's like, you're hurting them. Don't touch them. I couldn't even imagine, let alone just being a goalie and knowing the amount of shame that goes through your mind, Steve, just on a second-by-second basis. It's so much to deal with as a tiny human. And yet, they're out there having a blast. And you can be down 8-0, but you can always make one of those saves that you have no business making, and you wouldn't be able to replicate if you tried. And so that's the position.
I a younger brother who is a goalie, and I would ask the simple question, why? And sometimes he would say, exactly. That was a great answer.
That is such a goalie answer.
Why are you doing it? And he said, I'm not really sure. But I am, and that's who I am. So
yeah, it's definitely a personality type. I'll say that.
Tip of the cap to all the goalies out there and everybody in the girls' state tournament. Great tournament again. I was there on Thursday for the two early games. Saw Rosemount upset Centennial Spring Lake Park. Centennial Spring Lake Park, number two seed. They dropped two games. They were out. Rosemount, really good battle last night against Hill Murray. But that Hill Murray team, I will tell you what, John Pohl, Chrissy Pohl are the coaches. They have two daughters on the team. Emily Pohl, just a sophomore. Mm. What a talent. And a fierce competitor.
Yes.
Not just skill, but she'll throw the body around. She's just a sophomore. Look out for Emily Pohl. And then her younger sister, Anna, good player as well. Very impressive Hill Murray team. They play all over the ice. They play all 200 feet. And they play hard. They're going to be a very tough out for Edina tonight, a rematch of the title game in 2A a year ago.
Daddy's Money Bowl. That's what we have to call it, right?
Yeah, well.
Come on, Steve. But they're just kids. We can have fun. Come on.
I'm not going to rip them.
Oh, all
good. I will say, though, tremendously talented, and they work so hard. And, of course, terrific coaching on both sides. Should be a great one. And by the way, we're O'Dodge County tied at one after one in St. Paul. Here's some of the other results from earlier in the day. They handed out some hardware in 1A, third place. Orono gets it done. They beat Holy Angels 6-2. 1A Consolation, Proctor Hermantown beat Marshall 2-1. That was another North versus South showdown. And then for third place, it was Holy Family beating Rosemount 4-2. Holy Family knocked off number one for the last month of the season, Minnetonka, in the section final in overtime. They get some hardware. They take third. And then Andover, who got beat by Hill Murray in the opener. Hill Murray really all over them all day. Andover comes back, wins big. They blow out Moore ahead today, 7-0, to win the Consolation Championship. And more hardware for Andover. Eight trips in a row, Melissa Volk has done an unbelievable job up at Andover. And I don't think she gets enough credit for the job she's done as a head coach in this game. 8 years in a row to the state tournament out of Andover. That's amazing.
It's a proud Irondale product right there, Steve. It's a proud Irondale product. And, you know, it helps when you start coaching a team that I know that they're, I think a couple of them are celebrating their senior day, but the Hemp family was a huge deal. That program was bubbling up from their youth program, and you're seeing the same thing play out with Dodge County. But you're right about the consistency, about the vision that so many of these teams have, like Andover with Melissa Volk, that they know the stakes, they know what's necessary, they know what it takes. And they're able to lead these girls into ways and into heights that this is what they dream about, right? This is what you go. This is why you train and you get up at for the 7 a.m. ice times where your feet hurt and you just want to cry. It's all about this.
Yeah, and what I've seen through one period of the 1A title game, phenomenal. Great competition, great skill, and you'll see that tonight. And by the way, John Millay is going to join us a little bit later on, give us an update from the girls' tournament. State Gymnastics, by the way, is right down the hall at Roy Wilkins Auditorium. Talk about great competitors. And, Lindsay, I don't know about you. If ever in your sporting career you tried gymnastics?
I did very briefly because I initially lived in Roseville. That's a hot spot for gymnastics and has been for years. And I think I had some opening class where I got really excited. I ran back to my carpet square, which is where you're supposed to sit, and then my foot got stuck under a door. And so that was my last day at gymnastics.
That was it.
It was scarring.
That was the end of your career.
My foot was under a door, Steve. I had to rip it out.
That's brutal.
Right? I was just trying. They gave us these little squares of carpet, bigger than samples. Like, here's your spot. Here's a designated spot. Because if you have, you know, 18 kids in a room, you gotta have them controlled somehow. And I ran full speed. It slid, and my foot was under a door.
That is a bad deal. But the dedication
yes.
of the gymnasts to their craft is incredible. It's a great tournament, great skill on display, and once again, individual titles decided on this Saturday at State Gymnastics. So good luck to them. We'll have more on the high school sports. Another big week coming up. Section finals for the boys this week all over the state. A lot of drama there. State wrestling gets started next weekend at the Xcel Energy Center. Team titles on Thursday and then individual champions next Saturday. Eight mats on the floor of the X. Very cool event. And then the boys' state hockey tournament the following week in downtown St. Paul. Quick break. It is 4:45 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. So they go to L.A., and they, being the Golden Gopher men's basketball team, and they win two in L.A., and you're thinking, okay, they're on another hot streak. Like earlier this season when they had those wins over some really good teams where people got excited. They beat then number 20 Michigan 84-81 in overtime at the Barn. Then they took care of business on the road and beat hated Iowa 72-67. Then lo and behold, they come back and beat Oregon at the time, number 15, 77-69 at Williams Arena. And you think, wow. Then a very tough one against Michigan State. It's like, well, you know, Tom Izzo, the Spartans, they have a chance to go on another deep tournament run this year. Who knows, maybe a Final Four team. They lose 73-51. Then they come back to the Barn on a Saturday, February 1st, and they lose to, at the time, the last place team in the Big Ten, the Washington Huskies, 71-68. You're like, okay. Then they win at Penn State. They get thumped by Illinois at Williams Arena. Then that trip to L.A. where they win two games, and it's kind of like, all right, you know, if they play their cards right here at the end of the season, maybe win a game in the Big Ten tournament, they could maybe get on the bubble and get to the NCAA tournament. Then today happened. Penn State now the last place team in the Big Ten, and the Nittany Lions win 69-60 at Williams Arena. And the only thing I could say is sad. To lose by 9 at home, you're 6-9 in the Big Ten, a team you absolutely, positively have to beat at home, and you don't. And that's been the season. And sad to say, Ben Johnson's tenure at the University of Minnesota. And I don't know what the answers are. I think there's a lot of factors, name, image, likeness, money, recruiting. Williams Arena has been brought up. There's a number of factors. You can't point to just one thing when a program's in a funk like this. But based on their schedule, this is a game down the stretch they had to have, and they didn't get it done. And that's as simple as that. So not to take for granted the two wins in L.A., but it almost erases the good feelings coming off those two wins on the road trip. And now they have Northwestern on Tuesday night at the Barn, one of those games that if they're going to be taken seriously, need to win. Tough contest on the road at Nebraska next Saturday. Very difficult game on March 5th, a Wednesday night border battle at the Barn against the hated Badgers. And then they finish on the road on March 9th in Piscataway, New Jersey, against Rutgers. And that'll be a challenge for sure, anything on the road in the Big Ten. But very disappointing for the Golden Gopher men's basketball team today. And Lindsay, it just goes to show that this program is the old two steps forward, maybe a step back or two steps back. Today might be three steps back after the two nice wins on the road. They just can't get out of their own way and just can't gain that consistency. And it's super frustrating. This is just a game you have to have.
Absolutely. And when you talk about the new environment that these collegiate athletes have to go through, and you talk about the portal and transfers and how you build teams, you know, there's a bunch of different ways you can get creative with it. But I would think the main thing is that there has to be some sort of homing beacon to a particular program. Sometimes it's a blue blood reputation, whether you're Kentucky or North Carolina or Duke, all the bluest, all the blues. Or maybe you're
Michigan State,
right? Or maybe you're somebody that's working a particular system or rotation. Maybe you want to follow this particular player. They never get these big names. And I'm not confused why, right? We're never going to be that. But that's where they got to find somebody to lead this program that isn't afraid to be disliked, kind of like how PJ Fleck is, but knows that selling point, knows how to sell this program, how to sell this university, and how to compete within this conference as it becomes, I think, on its way to the premier collegiate conference across all sports. Because we all like to say that SEC football rules all, but that's not the results that have shown this year. And so they have that opportunity to do it, but you got to find that special person. And I don't know who that special person is. I mean, the women's program tried that with Lindsay Whalen a few years ago. A lot of teams go down the alma mater, you know, get somebody that the program produced. But
yeah, legend like Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly. And it didn't go well. Like there's as many examples of it not going well for programs that explore that option than there are when it does go well. And so I just they're just in that middle. They're like the Minnesota Wild in draft positioning. You just make your one spot in the playoffs or you're out in the first round and you're picking at 16 every time. It's hard to build a successful, sustainable program when you're getting everybody's second go-arounds, basically.
Well, I like what the women's program did and done. Plitzer-White is they had someone that had a track record of winning and has her roots here in the Midwest.
Right.
And it is a terrific X's and O's coach. I think we've seen her build this program and really does a great job in game, adjustments at the half, etc. They've had key injuries, and they've Myra Braun's not been available, a terrific player, second year in a row, injury problems. And I think that's the model, is that you got to find someone that's maybe paid their dues in the mid-majors, has that ability, and is able to recruit in the Midwest and knows what kind of players, because you don't have exactly what you said, the blue blood reputation of the Kansas, the Duke, the North Carolina, the Michigan State, that sort of thing, or the big bucks to get players in here. And I think the women's program with Dawn Plitzer-White has done a really nice job. Is Ben Johnson the guy? And that's really the thing now for Mark Coyle at the U. Has he shown enough this year? Have there been enough good stretches to continue with Ben going forward with the idea that maybe more name, image, likeness, money? But you have Williams Arena. And here's another one we didn't even bring up, and I think it's worth. Super competitive sports marketplace. You look at the Vikings, number one, and then you got Wild, Timberwolves, Twins in that next group. You have the Frost competing for eyeballs. You got the Lynx starting up in the spring. You got, you know, all the other stuff going on at the U. You've got the Loons. You've got the Aurora that have developed a fan base out there at TCO Performance Center in Eagan. I mean, this is a super crowded, super competitive sports marketplace. I mean, you know, just getting interest and keeping interest is not easy.
And how much of a difference does it make that when I think about sports and growing the game, you want to get the youth in there. You want to get the young players. You want to get the teams and to have them interact with the players. A lot of those kids don't have time to go to those games either. Like, you're not just competing for the adults' eyeballs. It's also those that are coming up the pipeline. Sure. Everybody's time is just so commodified now, Steve. It's hard to get a breath in. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and then beyond that, I think you have a super robust small college sports atmosphere in this town where there is a lot of interest in the MIAC and the Northern Sun schools. And then, of course, high school sports are super popular. You look at the draw at that Hill-Murray-Woodbury girls hockey section final at Aldridge. There was really a nice crowd at Aldridge for that game. You know, so that takes the attention from some of the other sports in town. So it ain't easy in this marketplace, that's for sure. Twins beat the Braves 3-1. They get the Pirates tomorrow in Grapefruit League action here at high noon. We'll have the news, we'll have the weather, and so much more here on the CCO.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.